This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
A while coming, but every team now has the opportunity. Our team has an opportunity to sort of create an identity of, you know, who this team wants to be. I think that identity gets created by, you know, the standard of effort, the standard of toughness, the discipline to execute, and do it on a consistent basis. And, you know, I'm very proud of the way our team has sort of managed some of the uncertainties leading up to this season. But, you know, we're obviously excited about having the opportunity, to play against a very good Missouri team, who got off to a great start last year and starting out 5-1. They're a bowl team. They've got 8 starters back on defense, 4 on offense. They've got a new coach. Eli did a great job at App State, you know, winning the Sun Belt last year, and, you know, going to a bowl game. So, you know, this is a very good team with a lot of experience coming back, especially, you know, on defense where they have 8 starters returning, and they were like 14th in the country or something last year in defense. So this is a very good defensive team, very challenging team. We've got some really good players on offense. You know, I think they're 2 quarterbacks. They haven't really named a starter, but I think both guys are very talented. Be very challenging for, you know, our defensive team, not knowing for sure exactly what we're going to see from them. Both guys are extremely talented at quarterback. They have a good running back in Roundtree. Think they got a couple starters back in the offensive line, couple receivers that are talented guys, and the transfer that'll, you know, sort of add another starter to, you know, to that group. They do have to replace their punter and kicker. They have a couple new specialists, but, you know, Beatty's a very explosive guy, you know, in the return game. So, you know, very challenging game for us to start out in the SEC against a, you know, bowl team, that, has a lot of experience coming back, a new coach. And, you know, we just have to get our guys to prepare, the way we can and be able to make adjustments and adapt to what happens in the game, when we need to. So we're excited about having the opportunity to play. I'm excited about having the opportunity. All the things that we've done is, you know, to try to give the players an opportunity to do this. So we're really excited that, you know, that opportunity has finally come this week.
Okay. We will start things off with Cecil Hurt. Put your mask down, Cecil, we can hear you a little better. Thanks.
Wanted to ask about a belief on depth chart or administrative position right before the press conference. I just wanted to ask about Matt Jones and quarterback and what you saw through practices that you've been able to have that with Matt Corbin top of that quarterback.
I didn't understand.
He's asking about Matt Jones, quarterback, and the kind of what he's done to kind of.
Yeah, Mac has had a really good camp, really played well in the last scrimmage, done a good job of taking a leadership role. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. I think our players have confidence in him. So, you know, we're pleased with his development. I think it's important that, you know, Mac plays within himself, executes what we need him to execute in terms of distributing the ball and, just do his job. And, I think the players around him know how important it is for them to do their job so the quarterback can function effectively. And I think it's going to be a combination of, all the guys that we have, because we do have some experienced players on offense that, are very capable of, doing things the right way. So it makes it a little easier for the quarterback. But I will say again, you know, our entire offensive group is going to get challenged by a very good defensive team.
Okay. We'll go to Mike Rodak next.
Nick, there's been various signs and demonstrations that NFL players, NFL teams, NBA players have made over the last couple months, and just was curious, how aware are you of anything your players might have planned for Saturday's game?
Well, we really haven't discussed anything to this point. You know, I think that we've always tried to represent the University of Alabama together as a unit. So any talk of anything that we might do, it would be something that we would want to do as a team. There hasn't been any discussion about any of those things at this point. To this point, we do have an SEC shirt, togetherness shirt that, you know, all the players are going to receive and can actually wear in pregame if they choose to.
Okay, now next we will go to Dennis Dodd.
Nick, you've always been an advocate of nine conference games. Do you think this season at the end of the day might be an inspiration for that or might push it that way?
Well, I certainly think that playing 10 conference games makes it very challenging for the players, makes it very challenging for our team. You know, as I look at the AP poll or whatever, you know, we're playing 5, 6, 7 teams that are mentioned in that, depending on which one you look at. So it's very, very challenging, but I think it's a great opportunity for players to be able to compete. I've always been an advocate of playing more games so that every player gets to play every team in the East, and this is certainly going to create that opportunity to a large degree for a lot of our players, but I can't really answer, you know, how it'll impact the future. I think a lot of it'll be determined by, you know, how this season goes.
We'll go with John Zehner at the AP.
Yeah, Nick, I actually had a couple of quick ones. One, is there anybody that you know for sure that you're willing to share that's out because of COVID or injury or anything?
The only guy that we have out due to injury is Ronald Williams. Is fractured his arm in practice about a week ago. So we know he's out for the game. But other than that, we don't have anybody who's out for sure. But, you know, we're testing every day. So that's kind of an ongoing process as to how that goes.
And a follow-up to Cecil and Mac, how has he kind of grown and built on all the experience he got to get in unfortunate circumstances late last season?
Well, I think obviously the more knowledge and experience you get from playing, the mistakes that you make and the good plays that you make all sort of help you develop confidence and sort of increase your chances of playing with consistency by making better choices and decisions. So I think that shows in Mac's play, and, you know, we're very confident that he can do a good job for us.
Okay, we'll go to Tony Sakalas.
Yeah, Nick, you have two freshmen listed at starter on defense. How confident in their ability are you heading into the season, and what have they really shown you in camp? In Will Anderson and Malachi Moore. And,
yeah. Right. Well, you know, both players have had really good camps. They're very good competitors. Football is important to them. They're smart. They were able to learn and grow, you know, in the system very quickly. And we needed some players to come through as young players in certain positions. And these two guys certainly, you know, did that and did a very good job. So I'm sure this first game is going to be a challenge in terms of their opportunity to go out there and stay focused on, you know, doing their job. And, you know, we're going to help them every way that we can so that they can, you know, play well.
Okay, we'll go to Brett Hudson.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious, in a season where you're having to evaluate teams more subjectively for a college football playoff, how can you do that without incentivizing running up the score on teams? Or what would you like to see as a criteria to judge teams more subjectively in a strange sample size?
I don't really have the answer to that. You know, my job is to get our team to try to play the best they can every week, every game. You know, I don't envy the people who have the challenge of trying to, you know, make those evaluations. But I still think that there's things like, you know, sportsmanship and having respect for your opponent in a lot of different ways that, you know, it shouldn't be about how bad you beat someone, but actually, you know, how well do you play, you know, on a consistent basis. And we've got a lot of qualified people in positions to try to do that. I just think because everybody's not playing the same number of games and, you know, some teams are playing conference games, I think strength of schedule is going to be, you know, really difficult. relative to different conferences and who plays who. So I just think some of those things probably make it a little more difficult when everybody's not playing a 12-game schedule and a championship game or whatever, but I don't really have a solution. I just know that there's a lot of good people who do the best they can to try to get the best teams based on, you know, their full body of work in terms of what they were able to accomplish during the season.
Okay, we'll go to Jeff Spiegel next.
Nick, when you guys take the field Saturday, how happy will you be for a guy like Dylan Moses who has fought so hard to get back and play this weekend?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the reasons that it was so important to us, to me personally, is for the players to be able to come back and play and create value for themselves. And, you know, in a case like Dylan, who missed last season due to an injury, probably even more important to a guy like that to be able to come back, to gain confidence, to show people that he's healthy and the same kind of player or better than he was before. I think that's something that is really a positive thing for him, and something that as a coach, you know, you always feel really good about seeing guys be able to sort of get rewarded for all the hard work they did to be able to come back, lead the team, and be an outstanding player and have a great year and create value for themselves.
We'll go to Michael Casagrande.
And Nick, just wonder about the receivers and the competition there. I see John Metchie was at the top of the depth chart for the other position. Just how's he done and how those other guys competed with him?
He's done well. You know, I think the entire receiver corps, you know, Smitty and Jalen Waddle have been outstanding, you know, through camp. You know, I think all the other guys have made significant improvement. John Metchie got to play some last year, and I think, you know, has continued to progress. And, you know, some of the younger players are creating a lot of competition at the position. So, you know, that those guys are going to be a bit of a work in progress as we go through the season in terms of their ability to improve. And, but we need them to, be able to become what we would call, you know, consistent performers as starters, when we need them, because, I think depth at that position is really something that we need to continue to work to develop.
Okay, we got time for two more. We'll go to James Ogletree. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Coach. Missouri has talked about wanting to have a downhill power type running game and with a mobile quarterback with some experience and some experience in their backfield as well. Just wanted your thoughts on their running game and what they might try to do on offense as a whole.
Well, if you look at what they did at Appalachian State, they were an extremely effective, you know, running team. Had a very good back, ran it inside, ran it outside, ran it on the perimeter, and also featured quarterback runs, you know, in terms of what they did, which, you know, always sort of creates a little bit of an extra gap on defense that everybody's got to be conscious of, you know, trying to fit. They also had made a lot of explosive plays in the passing game because, as you well know, when you can run the ball effectively, play action passes, RPOs, all those things sort of fit right into how you attack people on the perimeter, which I thought they did an outstanding job. And, I would assume that depending on who plays quarterback for them, they'll be doing some of those same things.
Okay. We'll finish with Edwin Stanton. Go ahead and unmute Edwin.
Nick, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Nick. Just want to talk about Mac Jones and Devontae Smith and just what they've done this preseason to work on their relationship and to be more of a dynamic receiver-quarterback combo this year.
Well, you know, I think that Smitty's been pretty dynamic regardless of who's played quarterback, and he's been a great leader on our team. And I don't see, I haven't seen any changes in that. I don't really know exactly how to answer your question. I think that those guys work well together. We had a lot of work this summer where the receivers all work with the quarterbacks, and they all improved and developed. And for a long time, you know, we had to do a lot of stuff on air because we couldn't do things face to face. So I think you know, all those things contributed to those guys developing the kind of relationships and trust in one another that helps you have, you know, a very good passing game. So, and I think that having that kind of balance on offense will be really important for us. And, it's going to be important for all the receivers to play well, but, Smitty has been a guy that you can always depend on that you're going to get his best effort. And, he's going to go out there and play and compete like, you really would like to see every player do.
There's Alabama coach Nick Saban breaking down Missouri, what we can expect coming up Saturday from Columbia, very complimentary of Eli Drinkwitz and some of the personnel and the guys returning, eight starters coming back on that side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball, something that coach Nick Saban pointed out.
This is Three Man Front.